Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
When protesters took to the Las Vegas Strip and other places around the country to object to the lockdown that resulted from the coronavirus epidemic, it was said by most media and politicos that the protesters were not following social distancing and most were not wearing masks. The protesters were shamed for their not abiding by the established protocols. The state said the protesters were making a huge mistake and urged protesters to be more thoughtful. Jump ahead to the protests resulting from the death of George Floyd. More people came out in these protests than the anti-lockdown protests. These protesters were not practicing a social or physical distancing. Most were not wearing masks. When asked about this, government officials and most of the so-called mainstream media excused the behavior of these protesters because the protests were more spontaneous and represented a cause that espoused social justice. No matter that the coronavirus could negatively impact people regardless of the reason protesters took to the streets. However, excuses were made left and right for protesters ignoring the social distancing because of the cause they were promoting. A lot of people found a great sense of hypocrisy in these different reactions. It was determined that contact tracing was deemed to be important in order to find what virus-positive individuals had contact with other people in order to determine who may have been exposed. Tracers were supposed to ask individuals what contacts they had with other people. This was part of the effort to counteract the spread of the coronavirus. However, the issue of politics came into play in New York City. As a result, New York City's coronavirus contact force were told to not ask those who test positive for COVID-19 whether they recently attended a Black Lives Matter demonstration. A spokesperson for Mayor de Blasio said, "No person will be asked proactively if they attended a protest. If a person wants to proactively offer that information, there's an opportunity for them to do so." Now, it should be noted that de Blasio's daughter was arrested in the protests that were reacting to Floyd's death. Now, the president has announced a resumption of the 2020 campaign efforts with a rally that will be held in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Unlike the protests, the Trump rally will ask people to initiate some social distancing. Temperatures will be taken, and participants will be asked to sign a waiver that they understand participating in the rally is a voluntary concept. So the media is now having a fit. After all, it's Donald Trump and his re-election campaign that's hosting this rally. Trump's rallies have turned up more enthusiastic attendees than any other political gathering. People are not only more enthused, but the enthusiasm is contagious and inspires those in other states to get involved in the Trump campaign. This has been an issue for the media that hates anything Trump. So criticism of Trump for participating and exposing people to the virus has been nonstop. Supposed expert talking heads who were all but absent during the death of George Floyd protests are now everywhere on CNN, MSNBC, and other mainstream outlets expressing disgust and horror that Trump is putting people at such a huge risk of sickness and death, and all for the purpose of getting himself reelected. It should be noted that there's been a lot of hypocrisy during the pandemic protests and the anti-police protests. Now, why isn't more of this getting out to the general public? Good question. But the answer is simple. The mainstream media is the entity that instigated all of this hypocrisy. They fed the beast. They exploited the news to feed into anti-Trump hysteria at every opportunity. And now they're going to have to live with their twisted efforts. And so the beat goes on. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.